97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
All right, imagine this song playing tonight by Sting. He apparently closes his set with this song, along with the splatter of rain on your hood that you'll be wearing at Busch Stadium.
It might be more than a splatter.
It could be. Outdoor concert tonight, Sting and Billy Joel. You know what? We just had Dave Murray, our chief meteorologist, on the air talking about this. He does think there's a good chance of some wind and some rain, but no lightning or anything. And the show is scheduled to go on as scheduled.
So Sting's at 7, Billy Joel's at 9.
Just so you know, it's going to be a late, wet night for anybody who paid $300 or $400 for their tickets to get into Busch Stadium tonight. Hey, let's get to Dave Murray's daughter, Nicole Murray, right now, please. Nicole, you didn't know about that relationship. I just made it up. How are you?
I mean, you learn something new every day. It's good to know, so I appreciate it.
Dave Murray is a legend in St. Louis. Did you know that?
Well, then hopefully I can follow in his footsteps.
He used to be on Good Morning America.
Yeah, he was a meteorologist on Good Morning America. He was the chief meteorologist here in town for Channel 2 for many, 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 many years. I don't know, 30 years, something like that. While he's retired from TV, he still does a lot of forecasting, and he's the chief meteorologist for our radio station. So he's in town because there's a big outdoor festival here this weekend, and there's a concert tonight, and we just got the very wet forecast from him a few minutes ago.
Oh, well, tell my dad I could use some extra cash this
week. Yeah, thank you. That would be that might be a potential source for you there. You're going to want to try that.
There you go.
What else is going on in business?
Futures are slightly lower today ahead of inflation data. Thursday, the Dow Industrials gained 260, the NASDAQ up 108, and the S&P 500 up 23. After less than 2 years, the Armory event and an entertainment venue in Midtown is shutting down, though the operators say the closure will only be temporary. It's the latest sign of trouble at the Armory struggling developer Green Street. Patrons could choose between badminton, cornhole, ping pong, and horseshoes, as well as ordering drinks and food from the bar while catching games on the massive screens along the walls. Family Care Health Centers, a nonprofit community health care provider, said it plans to build a 27,000 square foot clinic in the city's Dutchtown neighborhood. The clinic will be one of about 20 federally qualified health care centers in St. Louis and will offer primary care, behavioral health care, nutrition services, and a pharmacy. Construction begins in November, and the facility is expected to open in June of 2026. Investors today are focused on the release of August Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index, which is the Federal Reserve's preferred inflation gauge. Economists are expecting headline PCE to reflect a 2.3% increase on an annual basis and a 0.1% rise from the previous month. Data gets released at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. The Department of Agriculture has announced all of Boar's Head processing plants nationwide are part of an ongoing investigation. This news comes after a deadly listeria outbreak linked to now recalled deli meats resulted in at least 59 hospitalizations and 10 deaths. Boar's Head has also shuttered its Virginia plant, the source of the outbreak. Answers Pet Food is voluntarily recalling several of its dog food products out of an abundance of caution due to potential salmonella and listeria contaminations. The advisory applies to Answers detailed beef formula for dogs, straight beef formula for dogs, and straight chicken formula for dogs. So far, no illnesses have been reported related to the recall. And finally, Disney Plus is the next platform to announce a password sharing crackdown. A basic member profile being added to any account will cost an extra $6.99 a month. Premium will cost $9.99. That's not all. Each membership option is also increasing by $2 starting October 17th. Boo.
Ouch. Carl, what are you going to do? How can you watch all your Star Wars movies over and over again?
By legally paying for it and not breaking the law or any commandments.
Oh, my God. Get out of here.
You'll
with
continue
that.
Paying for it, is what you're saying. Yes. But your daughter in Florida is not going to be able to use your account.
I don't think so.
No. That's it.
I just don't get it. Like, how much money do you need? They already make billions. Like, it's kids, it's people
it's
in
stealing.
College using it.
Well, you know, I mean, I assume that's at the end of the day, you're kind of cheating the system a little bit, but the fact that they're raising the prices again, much just another reflection of the fact that people aren't going to the movie theaters, and these big media companies have got to find another source of revenue, like podcasting, right, Carl?
Yes. If you are listening to the show and want to hear more of it, go and
catch anything you missed today by getting the show podcast at 971talk.com.
Carl feels very strongly about people sharing information for streaming services.
Yes.
But is it stealing if it's from my mom? Like, it's my mom.
Are you on her insurance still?
Well, no,
what does
that's
that have to
different.
Do with anything?
Yeah, that has nothing to do with it.
You're an adult. Insurance. You're an adult, right? You don't live with her.
So?
So you're
okay.
I'm with you, Nicole. I don't think it's that big of a deal. Carl feels differently.
And you call yourself a Christian.
Oh,
it's stealing.
Oh,
it's stealing.
Nicole.
Oh, shots fired.
Shots fired. My is right.
You're stealing.
Can you see that Carl's voice is getting louder and louder? He's more intense.
Listen, I can yell louder all the way from Jersey.
It's a nerve
over here.
With him.
Oh my gosh. I don't get the idea that it's stealing if we're still paying for access.
So
what difference does it make? And wait, I also have a very good point here. Whenever you have one of these streaming devices, they have it where you can log in with different profiles so different people can watch different shows
and they
and
save
have
your
their
stuff.
Spots pause. They wouldn't have those different profiles if they didn't know that different people have been logging in on them. I'm just saying.
They're just trying to That's nail fair. It down to an address.
Good point,
right?
Nicole.
But what if you go
IP
on vacation
address.
And you take your fire
and
stick?
And they
you.
Ask you and they say, is this you?
Yeah.
And they send it to your email address.
And then you call up mom and dad and say, hey, could you tell me what that code was?
Can you text me that 6-digit code you just got? Hurry, hurry. It's going to expire in like 30 seconds. I need it fast.
I'm not saying that's ever happened to me, but I know how that works.
Well, Carl, it certainly has not ever happened.
No, because I'm not stealing.
Oh, man.
Carl,
thou shalt not steal.
Self-righteous here on us, don't you think? Carl?
Carl never asked
We're
me
never
that
self-righteous
info.
Here.
I'm never giving it to you.
Okay.
Great.
Nicole, enjoy your weekend. We'll talk to you on Monday.
Thanks, everybody.
All
happy
right.
streaming.
Yeah, happy
yep.
streaming. So, my grandkid is over at the house on Wednesday, right? He's 3. And the little carrot on the stick we give him is that if you take a nap, when you get up, you can watch some Paw Patrol,
Aww.
Right? So he gets out of bed and he walks out into the living room. He goes, I'm going to watch Paw Patrol. I'm like, okay. I sit him up on the couch and I'm like, I don't know what channel it's on. I really don't, Ashton. I don't know. And he goes, Paramount Plus.
Oh my gosh.
The kid knew which channel Paw Patrol was on.
Wow.
And I didn't. So, I mean, not that I watch Paw Patrol except when he's there.
You
but
don't
I'm
have to be
saying.
Embarrassed, Mark.
No, I'm just saying. I didn't know that it was on
Paw
Paramount.
I did not say the high part, Carl. You added that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be more likely bourbon.
SpongeBob. Yeah,
bourbon, Carl.
I used to watch SpongeBob as a kid. That's a weird show.
Yeah.
You live in a pineapple under the sea. Yeah, that
SpongeBob SquarePants.
That is a weird show. But I don't know. The whole streaming thing, I understand where Nicole's coming from, because if you go in there with 5 different profiles, somebody hacked my Disney Plus account, and I go on there and there's a bunch of foreign names on the on the profiles.
They're stealing from you, Mark.
They were stealing from me, and I didn't appreciate it because they didn't email me and ask for the password. So
if they would have asked you for the code, it would have been different.
I had to reset my... I had to have it emailed to me and reset my password
so they couldn't get
and
in.
Block them out. But yeah, I don't even how does that even happen?
I understand both perspectives, but I will tell you what I do feel passionately about is that this streaming service stuff has gotten completely out of hand. The amount of streaming services, the changes, then the bundling, then then they change it again. It's hard. You can't keep up with it. You have to have like 8 different streaming services. I don't even watch that much TV. I don't want even really to get addicted to a new show because I don't want to have to pay for a streaming service.
Yeah, we started watching a new one the other night on Netflix, which
I don't
is
even
really
have Netflix.
It's called The Perfect Couple. It's got Nicole Kidman in it.
Hmm.
And
she dating a guy who's like 40 years younger than her? Is that the one I'm thinking of?
Well, she's gorgeous. I'm sure she could if she wanted to.
Isn't that it, Mark?
No.
I thought that was the premise of it.
I don't know. I haven't gotten to that point yet in the show. I'm only like 2 episodes in, but my wife and I have enjoyed it so far. It's like a train wreck. I mean, it's like this big rich family with all these interpersonality disorders mixed into one. I mean,
Nicole Kidman playing the same character that she plays like every time.
Yeah,
no, it's like Jennifer Aniston. She plays the same character in every movie.
Rachel.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, decent show. And I can stream it at home, and I'm happy about that. So that's a good thing, for sure.
Get more at 971talk.com.